Would you please bow your heads as we pray? God, we thank you that today, this very day, you gave us the breath in our lungs to be alive and to pour out our praises to you in this place today. And God, not in, only in this house, dear God, but every other house and house of God, house of worship here in Jersey Shore and in Avis and Lock Haven and Williamsport and up Pine Creek, dear God, throughout the region, dear God, the churches are joining together praising you, God. We pray for your blessing upon each one of those services right now. But God, we just come here for one reason, to give you praise, to give you honor, to give you glory with the breath we give to you. We give it back to you as our offering of sacrifice of praise. We pour out our praise to you. We thank you for your presence in this place today. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Would you please be seated? Again, as we continue with this honor and memorial service, for the members of the Independent Hose Company, we just, in fact, I'm going to ask Ron Markle to please come forward as your chaplain. In just a moment, he has some readings and poem, prayer, and we'll read what I would call the call of honor. I know he'll call his platoon to attention at that point, and when they stand, Life Tree Congregation, we will stand with them as we honor the fallen members that have served in this fantastic company, the downtown people. We look at them as our downtown heroes, and that's what we want to refer to you as today. You are our downtown heroes. So again, thank you. 100% volunteer, 100% dedication, 100% sacrifice. We thank you again. Ron, would you please?
Thank you.
And we are recording this session, Ron, so I want you to know that. Oh. Okay. In compliance with the law. Thank you.
Well, thank you for allowing us to come here to worship and to remember our fallen members who have gone on before us. I would like to start out by reading what we call the firefighter's prayer. It says, "When I'm called to duty, God, wherever flames may rage, give me strength to save a life, whatever be its age. Help me to embrace a little child before it is too late, or save an older person from the horror of that fate. Enable me to be alert, to hear the weakest shout, and quickly and efficiently to put the fire out. I want to fill my calling and to give the best in me, to guard my neighbor and protect his property. If, according to your will, I have to lose my life, bless with your protecting hand my children and my wife." I joined the fire company back in 1961 and worked for about 22 years at it, and then finally I retired and have become the chaplain. What we do every year is we honor our fallen members from the time that we started. Our company started in 1902, so there's 115 years. Every Memorial Day we go to the memorial service to honor them and our veterans, and you'll see these flags, and they're not only our company, but other fire companies honor their people too. So whenever you see this, you remember that they're there, they have led the way, and we're there to take up our part and follow them. And again, I thank you for allowing us to come here and worship with you. And now I would like all our firefighters to please stand as we read a list of the members who have gone on before us. J.D. Blackwell, Al Dingler, Robert Shadle, Bruce Fiedler, Leo Kilpatrick, Morris Myers, Charles Gettle, Leo Lewis, E.L. Clark, G.S. Kearns, J. Bren Andis, William R. Fisher, John Brown, Leo McClellan, Fred White, Harry Martin, Harry Geist, William J. Carson, Harry Kissel, Ed Farnsworth, Harry Junod, Harry Menser, Earl Good, James Goodman, Ed Carter, Jacob Mamelin, G.E. Messner, Richard Edwards, Fred Waddell, Pat Steppe, Frank Barrett, Walter Edwards, Frank Bubb, Emery Moan, Roy Seltz, Owen B. Johnson, Melvin Hare, Arnold Sundberg, William Clark, Harry Maggs, John Overdorf, Lee Hetfield, Robert Bastian, Jack Farrar, Robert Keeler, William R. Fiedler, Roy McCarty, Oliver Salada, Louis Batchelet, Joseph Farrar, Thurman Strobel, Robert Menser, Owen Johnson, Joseph Spong, Perry Russell, Joe Lance, William Huffman, Fred Greenaway, Alfred Sechrist, Herbert Moltz, Charles Hare, Omer Markle Sr., William Martin, Bruce Clark, Omer Markle Jr., John Zerbe, Boyd Murray, John Long, Clarence Hilliard, Robert Fox, Charles Young, Irvin McLaren, Lee Kilpatrick, Kenneth Good, William Parks, Guy Rogers, and David Poust. As a chaplain lineman, ended a military memorial service with these words, and I repeat, grant perfect peace and the souls of our our comrades. We have gone to eternity. Lord of mercy, bring them under the cover of your wings, and let their souls be bound up in the bond of eternal life. Be their inheritance, and may their repose be in peace. Amen. Please be seated. Again, it's a long list of people that have given most of their time unselfishly, no matter what. Whenever the fire call comes or any other emergency, we drop what we do, have been doing, and respond. It's just a tradition that we kind of, I don't know, a lot of us have been through it because of family and friends have got us into it. And I'll see if I can. I found this prayer here, or this poem, some years ago. It was written by Linda Ellis in 1997. And I think it explains a little bit more of what we are. It says, it's called The Fire Truck. Said, my little girl looked startled as a fire engine passed in haste, and from my rearview mirror I saw the expression on her face. Her eyes were opened wide, filled with curiosity and fear. She said, Mommy, What is that big truck with a loud noise that I hear? I explained that the truck carried men and women whose only aim was to help someone in danger, though they may not know his name. She said, "Mommy, aren't those the ones who wear the shiny hats?" And I said, "Yes, honey, that's right, but it means much more than that. These people are trained and dedicated and many times have shown that to save the life of someone else, they'll often risk their own." Then my other child joined in with a bright inquisitive stare. If the people they help are strangers, then what would make them care? Her question made me stop and think. What are the rewards of being brave? Is it the smiles on the face of the children they may save? Or the beholden expression of a man standing beside his wife, watching firefighters battle to save the house he'd worked for all his life? Or pulling someone out of a burning house or car? There's a memory like that for them behind every burn or scar. The word courage is described as a strength to withstand fear. And firefighters use that courage many times in their career. So to answer her question honestly and explain why they're so daring, I said, they're very special people with an uncommon sense of caring. Thank you. Praise the Lord.